Now, you guys have not shared ideas yet, right? So
no.
There might be some overlap. There might be some, you know, like you go, oh, yeah, that's one that I believe in too, or that I had jotted
down. Yeah, I mean, I told you what I did, so I don't think there's going to be
an thesis.
Overlap. Yeah. if you say something, I'll probably just find another one.
Mine are very quick.
So Kyle, you took some notes. Lisa wrote a thesis, and I'm like, I'm just going to go in and wing it. Like,
because
that's our work style, I think.
I don't read.
Today, we are talking about budget-friendly marketing ideas for your business. I'm Nicholas Markwart, Senior Designer at BDN Aerospace Marketing, and I'm joined today with...
Kyle Davis, Partner.
Lisa Cifuentes, VP of Client Services.
Yeah, and our topic, again, budget-friendly ideas for your marketing. Maybe you're a small business just starting to grow and you don't have a lot to work with at the beginning, or maybe you're an established business and you're facing maybe some budget reductions. I know that happens a lot, especially in aerospace and defense, as money gets spent maybe for product development or other services, and marketing maybe kind of gets put on the back burner. But that doesn't mean that your marketing efforts have to stop, and it certainly doesn't mean that you have to make do with inefficient marketing. And today we're going to talk about, we've asked you, Lisa and Kyle, to kind of think of some of their favorite budget-friendly ideas, and we'll share those today. Kyle, would you like to start?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So first off, you know, anytime we talk about marketing, we talk about having goals and having a plan. And those things really support the idea of being budget-friendly. If you have a plan that supports goals, you're much less inclined to stray from it. You're much less inclined to get sidetracked by the next cool offer or the next shiny opportunity. Stay focused on really what you're trying to accomplish, because an ad here, an ad there, all adds up really quickly. And before you know it, you've spent more than you intended to. I am also a fan of looking at every opportunity with a fresh eye every year, every time something comes up. So, you know, just because you went to a trade show every year for the past 10 years doesn't necessarily mean that you need to go again. You should be looking back and say, what did I get from that show over time? Is it worth the expense? And along those same lines, I would say, don't do things that you can't measure. If you don't know what the value is of a trade show or a print ad, why are you spending all that money on it? Vet everything.
So it sounds a lot like we would with our own personal budgets if we're trying to do more with less. We'd first basically plan out that entire year. And you're saying it's very important that you stick to that, so that if some ad rep calls you telling you they got a great deal on something and it's going to take a chunk of that, you know, precious money away from you, stick to your guns?
Well, stick to your guns, but be flexible to take advantage of opportunities that will really benefit you.
And in your opinion, an opportunity is something that you can go back and then measure the results from?
You can measure the results and you can tie it back and say, this is how this opportunity is going to support my goals. Yeah. Okay.
What do you think about that, Lisa?
Yeah, entirely. You know, being smart about how you handle your marketing, right? That's the number one mantra, is be smart. Create your goals, create your plan, do everything in a method that allows you to follow it as a guide. It's not the ultimate say and do for everything you need to do, but it's a guide so that you have something to go by versus winging it.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, Lisa, what are some of your favorite ideas when you're working with a budget?
Yeah, so my perspective is go digital. Go digital with everything that you can, because digital in today's world allows so many low-cost, friendly options to get people to your website or become leads, which is ultimately what you want, and it's trackable, right? So one of my favorites is actually Twitter cards. In today's world, you can literally get a lead right from Twitter just by having a Twitter card created.
Really?
It gets you a lead. So they're unique ideas. let's keep in mind, you need to go where your audience is. So your audience may or may not be on Twitter. You don't know until you try, in a sense, right? You could do a lot of research, but you could try a small campaign for maybe $100, $200, see what happens. But leverage things like Twitter cards, Facebook unpublished posts, which only get to specific private audiences that you want to target. There's all these kind of genius ways now to be a little undercover, but super targeted with digital. So you only pay for what you get as far as interest versus paying to get everyone.
Okay. So it's like fishing with the right lure rather than casting a very wide net.
That's right.
Okay. So knowing your audience and targeting those through social media sounds great. And the Twitter card thing, it's not something I've heard of before. That's...
You can just literally click a button and that person's information gets automatically filtered in as a lead.
Really? And then that's a feature offered through your typical Twitter.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have a form.
That's great.
So imagine how quick and easy that is.
Very nice. You know, I'm going to jump in here. One of my favorite things to do is the effectiveness of a handwritten letter. So like, let's say you do have that audience in mind, like, you know, if you have a specific target, like you're not broadcasting it to a million people, but let's say you have hot lead, go ahead and write a thank you on a postcard, or, you know, as a designer, like, of course, I'm creating my own thank you cards and postcards and things. But just that, like, who wouldn't want to work with a business that takes the time to, you know, write a thank you or a nice letter personalized?
Because it doesn't happen anymore. Sure.
And it helps you stand out for certainly.
Yeah, exactly. And I would also say keep your skills up to date. Marketing is changing, and we in aerospace and defense have to change with it. As Lisa said, digital is really where it's at as far as budget friendly. Comparatively, print is very expensive and arguably not measurable. So keep up on your skills. And, you know, there are a lot of free resources out there now that can help you do that. I would suggest initially, especially taking a look at both HubSpot and Marketo. Tons and tons of really useful free resources. And this is where aerospace and defense folks can get up to speed on everything that's happening now in marketing.
And I just have to add, too, that we also have a great section of free resources available on the BDN Aerospace website. Look for the marketing toolkit. You see, we've curated everything from marketing planners to trade show directories. We have it all available to you, free to download, free to use on our website, bdnaerospace.com. And it's basically, it's a chance to sharpen your tools, I guess you could say.
Well, and the other thing that I was thinking about for A&D specifically, aerospace and defense people, is that the idea of co-marketing. So they don't use it enough. And that is a way to save money, because you never know if you leverage even a partner, a strategic business partner, somebody who can add value to what you offer, or even an expert, you know, based on whatever it is you provide, you might be able to get some things for free. You might be able to get some co-marketing at a much lower price. You don't know till you ask.
You better believe it.
Would you consider, like, co-marketing, is that teaming up with, say, somebody else in the same industry or a partner?
It could be anything related. So it could be that maybe you're a company that provides certain upgrades and you're working with another company to augment those upgrades capabilities. You could co-market together. Even if, say, you have a dealer, right? Say you're a company selling products and you have a dealer. Co-market with them. Take advantage of their brand equity and yours combined. Lower the cost of the effort or share resources and really truly get your name out there in a different way. This industry is full of partnerships, full of acquisitions, full of that whole idea of competing yet also being partners, right? So why not take advantage of it?
That was on my list too. Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
That, and, you know, because you can even simply put a link to another company's website on your website. People don't do that either. I don't, like, that's such a small thing to take advantage of.
Yeah, I mean, changing a little bit of website copy is usually pretty cheap. Now, how would you say someone approaches, say you're a business and you want to partner with somebody else to do some of this co-marketing? Any tips for how they might approach that business to offer the idea?
Show them the benefit. Talk to them about the benefit of what they'll get from it. What's the potential here if we do this together? If my brand is stronger than yours, demonstrate that. Say, I'll allow you to take advantage of my audience and vice versa. Give them the benefit.
Did either of you have anything else you'd like to add?
How long do you want to be here, Nick?
I guess we could go on all day.
I mean, I guess the other one that kind of relates to this is SEO. You can do SEO yourself. There are tons of resources to learn how to be really smart when it comes to SEO. And you can do that on the back end of your website yourself, right? You can watch your rankings. You can use services like BuzzSumo, SumoMe, all these things that, you know, you can gather information on your website. There's so many resources in today's world to do this stuff yourself. You just have to go out there and do it and try.
I love that one, especially having worked in industries where marketing isn't what you produce. When you have those reports in hand, you can go show your boss and he can show his boss, here's what our marketing efforts are getting us.
That's right.
And you start to draw the links between marketing and sales. Maybe next year you won't be working on such a tight budget. I mean, it's just amazing to have the data that there to support it. Marketing doesn't have to be, I think, you know, it can be, I know.
Or even, I guess. I mean, a big part of that too is the optimization side of it, right? You may try some new tactics that you're not used to doing or the non-traditional ways. If it's working at all and it demonstrates some kind of movement for you, optimize it. Look for ways to improve it constantly. Don't just sit there and say, I've done it once. Nah, maybe it returned 5 leads. Okay, what? That's not great for me. But look at optimizing it. What other things could you do to it to make it a better message, a better visual? You know, look for those. Talk to your customers. What do they think about your offer? There's tons of ways where you can gather that insight without doing a lot of work.
Yep. Do the things that are working. Keep doing the things that are working. Stop doing the things that aren't working, no matter what they are. Even if you've done them for 25 years and they're entrenched in the company culture, if they're not working, stop doing it and stop spending money.
Yeah, and I think our biggest culprit here is trade shows, right? Time and time again, trade shows come up as one of the biggest expenses, but yet the most focused expense out of a marketing budget in trade, particularly in aerospace and defense. So what are you really doing about it to be different? Right? Do you have to pay $150,000 for a trade show to put on a trade show event? You don't actually have to. There's so many things you could consider. A virtual event, webinars. You can make webinars really low cost and really targeted and actually get leads out of it. A webinar service is $150 for a one-time deal. You just need to do the work to create the presentation and get your leads in the door, right? It doesn't have to be super complicated.
That's a good point.
It's true. Mm-hmm. And trade shows are valuable. Many of them are very valuable. It just goes back to that idea of, do you actually know what you're getting out of it?
Well, yeah. And I would say if you're not tracking what you're getting out of it, that's definitely a big, big black hole of money.
It is. It's a money pit.
That's right.
Yeah. I think with all the things that we discussed today, whether it's, you know, coming up with that budget, sticking to a plan, leveraging digital in all the ways that we can do that. Now there's so many resources out there available to, you know, basically questioning some of the status quo, like the sacred cows in the room. Like, do we need to do this every single year? You know, I think the overall, like, expensive does not necessarily equate to better.
Or to marketing, because I think that's the other part of it is people look at marketing and go, oh my God, it's going to be so much money. It doesn't have to be. It is time and effort. To do it well, it is time and effort. So that's another side of the resource that it has to be thought about, right? And that's often why people hire help, because they don't have the time and energy to get it done. And that's okay. But as an individual, and I've seen plenty of it, you can do a really good job.
There you go. Don't measure your results by the number of print ads you've run. Measure it through the numbers and reports you're able to generate to show the effectiveness of your efforts.
Yeah, and I'm sure over the next couple months, BDM will be putting out a lot more content about this to help our fellow marketers, because it is important for us to see aerospace defense marketing get better.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the thing. When you can show results, show management that you're getting results. Show management what they're getting for their investment. And guess what? Next year, you'll get more money.
That's what we all want, isn't it? Well, I want to thank you both for taking time out of your day to talk about this, but I think this has been really helpful. For those of you listening, we'll put a synopsis of some of these finer points and even some links to where you can get some of those resources that Kyle and Lisa mentioned, make it available to you. Kyle and Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.